It is 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Okay, I'm going to just give you guys a heads up. You're probably going to get tired of something, I don't know, in the next few months, because I'm really under the impression I've got to find another car. Okay. My little Toyota Camry, 13 plus years old. It's pushing 180,000 miles. And now when I'm turning a corner, I'm hearing a clunking sound in the rear end. And I've taken the body out, so I'm pretty sure that's not it. There's a clunking sound going on. And, you know, little minor squeaks and stuff. I mean, the car still drives like a champ. It
that would
runs.
Have been my first guess, that you're reenacting the opening scene from Goodfellas.
Yeah, precisely. the car runs good. It still handles very tight.
Wheel bearings, probably.
In the rear,
like that.
You think so? Now, it's a front-wheel drive car, so I don't have a differential and that kind of stuff in the back, but there's a clunk. And anytime
I can see you in a Nissan Leaf.
Lord. It's interesting that you say that, because I am kind of looking. I'm,
stop it. Lincoln but, Town Car for Seth.
Yeah, baby. Now.
Rolling big.
Let me you tell bet. You something. If we could find an older Caddy ragtop.
Yes.
Absolutely. I would do that.
I just saw one the other day. It was about a city block long.
Well, yeah. You know, and when you decide to make a turn, you got to think about it about, I don't know, a mile ahead of time.
Yeah.
The only problem I would have with a car like that in this weather, of course, is the winter. It is absolutely, completely just ridiculous to have a ragtop and drive it in the winter. Dumb. When I was in Florida, I'd have driven that thing all year round. But I am thinking about a car, and I've been looking at all kinds of cars. All right.
Ooh, a smart car. Cool.
Now, it's kind of a smart car. Now, I am not thinking about buying a smart car. For those of you that are like, what?
I saw one of the lots on the west side has one.
Yeah.
Out there.
I wouldn't own a smart car. If it was given to me, I would say
just
thank
for driving
you.
Back and forth
nope.
to work.
Nope.
Why?
Because it's a piece of crap.
Well, but it's not made for highway driving and long.
Yeah, it is.
Long...
You're supposed to take it out on the highway.
Not really.
The highway safety says you can have a crash in it in 70 miles an hour, and there's still enough of you left to identify.
It's made for big city driving where there's mm-hmm. no parking, where gas mm-hmm. is expensive, or you know.
And this is exactly my point.
I've thought about a scooter. I'm thinking that most of the time I'm in my car alone.
Yeah.
Back and forth to
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Little trips around town
sure.
or whatever.
You used to ride your bike.
Yeah.
Back when we were all exercising around here.
during nice weather, I've thought about picking up a Harley. I have thought about buying
sure.
a Harley.
Yeah.
You're talking about a bicycle, not a Harley.
Yeah, I'm not riding a bicycle. Listen, dude, when I turned old enough to ride a motorcycle, okay, I quit riding bicycles. It's like when I can pull my wrist back and go fast. Or pedal my fat butt around town? Oh, that's an easy choice. But I've thought
about...
You're
not a big exercise guy, are you?
Could you not tell by the look at me? But I have thought about buying a Harley for exactly the same reason. It's a short hop back and forth to work. And when the weather's nice, it's beautiful to
yeah,
ride
your neighbors
bike.
Will love it when you rev up that Harley at 3 in the morning.
Seth will make the pipes extra loud.
Well, that is one consideration. Oh, yeah. Because if I'm going to buy a Harley, I'm going to trick it out. And I'm not going to buy a little 883 Sporty
right.
either.
I didn't buy this bike so it could
that's
be
right.
quiet.
I would buy a Street Glide. I would put on some really nice pipes.
The Harley salespeople are already writing up
I
your
know,
order.
I can just see them now salivating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, especially when I'm talking about a Street Glide because they're not exactly common. But anyway... yes, that is one consideration, is that I'm firing this thing up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that a few of my neighbors already don't like me because of my political proclivity.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I found that out.
You're on Liberal Hill over there?
Yes, I am. which is well, it may have been the point when the election with Pat and what's her name, Mandy, was going on?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah,
one
right.
of my neighbors had a sign in her yard supporting Mandy.
Right.
I let my dog pee on it.
Mm-hmm.
That may have caused...
The animal's got to go. It's a complete coincidence.
It may have started... I don't know. That may have been the issue. I don't know. But anyway, the whole thing is I'm looking at the cars that are out there. There's no way I would buy a smart car. No way. The reason I would not buy a smart car is because the way I drive, first of all, it's an idiotic automobile. But second of all, the way I drive, it would not be economical.
It's not idiotic for some people in big cities.
Oh, Lord. The way I drive, it would be completely not an economical.
You might have trouble fitting into it, first of all. There's that to deal with.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Look at yourself. A smart car, you?
All right. Are you saying that you would come out when I'm leaving in the day and would rub me down with butter so I could slide into the car?
That might have to happen.
You're volunteering.
No, not really.
That is a disturbing thought.
Maybe for charity.
Chris,
this would be a job for the intern.
Yeah.
Only certain interns.
Go out and slather the fat boy with butter. He's got to go home. But no, I saw a comparison with the smart car and a BMW 5 Series, all right? And they had the smart car. They got all the stats. Oh, it gets great gas mileage, and this is awesome. And they did the stats on the BMW, the 5 Series. And obviously, the BMW got less gas mileage. And I thought, well, economically, you should drive a smart car. So here's what they did. They took the smart car on a closed track. And they drove it as hard as they could, the way I would drive it, okay? They pushed
the
smart car.
It's not meant to be driven that way.
I understand that, but this is my point. It's not. It's reality for a change. What do you – don't you point at a spider. Don't you dare point at a spider. Oh, God.
It's hovering. It's waiting to attack.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Here it comes.
So they – put my coffee over here. So they took the smart car. They ran around the track as hard as they could. And they followed right behind it with the BMW 5 Series.
Uh-huh.
All right? Going the exact same speed, keeping up with it, right on its bumper. Then they did a mileage analysis, and guess what? The BMW got better gas mileage than the smart car, which on paper, the smart car looks like a good buy. In reality, with those of us who actually know how to drive, it's a bad idea. It's not economical the way you drive it. It is not a safe vehicle when you're driving the way I drive. It's just not a good idea. Then I found
those are the operative words, the way you drive.
Right, which is the way most human beings drive.
Ah.
If you're going to own a car, you get out
of it.
What's
the difference in price between a BMW and a smart car?
Smart car is what, $35,000?
Is it that much, really?
Yeah, they ain't cheap. Well, it's built by Mercedes, first of all. Smart car is owned by Benz. Just checking the spider. And then the BMW, yes, it is more money, but you get so much more car out of it.
It's the ultimate driving machine.
Now, there is a vehicle that's just been built by the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, and they're calling it the Armadillo. That's what you're looking at here. This car folds up on itself. This car will... when you back it into a spot, all right, you see the difference between, I know it's not hard to see it on the radio.
Yeah, I see.
Come
that.
A little closer to your radio.
Yeah.
You park the car, the rear end lifts up, it kind of cantilevers itself. Another set of retractable wheels comes out in the middle. The car upends on itself up on its nose,
so
and then
like
the rear end.
The wheels together and then
well, it
prop
doesn't,
it up.
Yeah, it doesn't slide together, but the car folds over on itself. The rear end folds up and over the front end. And you can park like three of these cars where you would normally park a regular car. Now, again, in a congested city area where you're just going to bop up and down the block or something like that, I could almost understand doing this. Almost. Other than the fact that it is god-awful ugly. It is just a hideous-looking piece of machinery.
Well, they had this debate in India. There's a company, I think it's a division of Ford.
Tata.
That makes a completely plastic, genuinely unsafe car.
Yeah.
But they say in India, the alternative is three or four people who, like, climb onto a motor scooter with the pegs on the back and whatever, and they say those crashes are catastrophic.
Have you seen them riding on top of the commuter train? For God's sake.
Right.
Okay, so driving in a plastic car.
So an all-plastic, tiny car is better, although it would not meet safety standards here in the U.S.
But my point is this. Why are people and engineers and automobile companies wasting time building these little pieces of crap when we, the real buyers of vehicles, we're never going to buy this? Ever. Ever. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Florida, the land of hurricanes, wildfires, alligators, and tornadoes, is proud to announce one more reason to visit the Sunshine State. 100,000 sharks! That's right, because what's a vacation without millions of gnashing teeth ripping your flesh apart?
Well, every time a hurricane blows my trailer into a wildfire, I say to myself, this state needs some new ways to experience a painful death. Now with 100,000 killer sea monsters chewing on you, Florida just got a whole lot more exciting.
Billy Ray, get out of that water, find your torso, and get ready for school.
Every day's an adventure.
Yes, if it burns, stings, or severs your legs, you'll find it here in Florida.
The News, Talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.